Oh, what a pretty hump day today. Temperatures very chilly, obviously, this morning. Not far from record lows. The record at the International Airport for March 20th is 34 degrees, set back in 1923. Not far from that this morning, and even a bit of patchy frost likely and well inland, especially on some of the rooftops. But in the end today, a whole lot of sun, low humidity, and not as much wind as yesterday. Temperatures will double this afternoon. We'll get all the way into the low 70s by late this afternoon. So just an absolutely stunning day outside of course, still dealing with a lot of pollen. But otherwise, a very pretty early spring day today. First full day of spring, which officially arrived last evening. And then tonight will still be cool. Drop into the 40s, but not as cold. And tomorrow will be nice and mild with sunshine that will gradually give way to clouds in the afternoon. But we'll manage to get into the mid-70s. But our next storm system still looks to be focused on Friday. Friday night, the majority of the showers will occur with this system as it moves from west to east, with highs only near 70 degrees. And while everybody gets rain, the amounts don't look to be overly heavy, but averaging about a quarter to a half inch, perhaps some local neighborhoods with as much as a half inch to an inch of rain. But good moisture for this time of year. Again, we'll take what any amounts of rain that we can possibly get as we get into spring here. And then that system's slow to move out on Saturday. It won't be a washout Saturday, but it's not a particularly pretty day either. Mostly cloudy, cooler. There'll be a few showers, some light rain at times, some drizzle, and temperatures that will only top out in the upper 60s. I've had some direct message questions about the weather on Saturdays. A lot of events, as is typically the case on the weekends here, and a wedding, a listener asking about a outdoor wedding. And again, it's not a washout. It's not a big storm system per se, but it's not a particularly pretty day overall either. But hey, there's supposed to be good luck if it rains on your wedding day. And then by Sunday, the system looks to be far enough out to the east so that we get into some sunshine. But on that backside, it'll be rather breezy and cool, and high temperatures that'll only be in the mid to upper 60s Sunday. So after a stretch of above-average temperatures, a long stretch last week, which, of course, was nice because it coincided with the players, it's quite the opposite this week and for at least the next 4 or 5 days. But that's how we get average, right, in our wild world of weather. Take a bunch of extremes, average it out, and you get that so-called normal. Well, as I've said many a time, not so much normal in the weather world. And certainly a lot of up and down, back and forth this time of year. Not at all unusual for late winter and early spring. Oh, and pollen still exploding, the oak pollen. In fact, Dr. Seymour from Edward Waters College has been giving us the numbers here for a couple of years. He's been taking these numbers, measurements, since 2020, and he's not measured oak as dense as it is right now. It's in the 6,000 to 7,000 plus range in cubic meters. To give you an idea, high is considered 1,500, so it's way up there, and it's uncomfortable. And you can see the oak leaves, the old ones that have been pushed out, laying all over the ground. They stain your car. They're on your car if you're sitting underneath an oak tree. You can see the pollen literally in the air. It's obviously on your vehicles, too, and on the highways and roads and streets and driveways, sidewalks. And it's extreme right now. But you have to get to extreme before it can get better, and we should see some improvement here over the next couple of weeks. We should be just about right at the peak of that oak pollen season, and they should gradually see some improvement. We continue to see improvement in the pine and cedar pollen. So hang in there, but obviously very rough right now for oak pollen sufferers, and gradual improvement should become more dramatic in about a week's time, give or take. And by the end of March, pollen should pretty much have done its thing, at least the most problematic ones for most folks here in Northeast Florida and in the Jacksonville area. With all your weather all the time, enjoy this beautiful hump day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.